This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
A pledge to help Florida rebuild homes, businesses, and lives after Hurricane Ian slammed through a week ago. The promise comes from President Biden, who will be in Florida today to see the damage for himself. He'll meet with residents and Republican governor and critic Ron DeSantis. The AP's Sagar Magani.
As the president put it Monday in hurricane-ravaged Puerto Rico, the time now is for unity.
We show up when we're needed.
He and the First Lady will be in Fort Myers. DeSantis says he appreciates that the Biden administration approved an emergency declaration for Florida even before Ian struck.
That was huge because everyone was full steam ahead.
But in a briefing yesterday on WZBN, stopped short of committing too much time with the president.
I know I'm going to have a briefing with him, and we are going to meet.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Three scientists have won the Nobel Prize in Chemistry for their research that can be used to design better medicines. It's a way of snapping molecules together. Two of the scientists are Americans, Carolyn R. Bertozzi and K. Barry Sharpless. Morten Meldahl is Danish. Panic in the South Korean city of Gangneung after a malfunctioning South Korean ballistic missile blew up during a live fire drill with the United States. The AP's Norman Hall.
The sound of the blast and subsequent fire triggered panic among residents in the coastal city. They feared an attack from increasingly hostile North Korea. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said no one was hurt in the accident.
The West does not approve, but this morning, Russian President Putin signed laws making four Ukrainian regions part of Russia. Last night, Yankee star Aaron Judge hit his 62nd home run of the season, breaking Roger Maris's American League record. This is AP News. Former President Trump is asking the Supreme Court to intervene in the Mar-a-Lago dispute. The AP's Lisa Dwyer.
Lawyers for former President Donald Trump have asked the U.S. Supreme Court to step into the legal fight over classified documents seized during an FBI search of its Florida estate. The Trump team has asked the court to overturn a lower court ruling and permit an independent arbiter or special master to review the roughly 100 documents with classified markings. A three-judge panel last month limited the review to the much larger group of non-classified documents. Trump's lawyers submitted the Supreme Court application to Justice Clarence Thomas, who oversees emergency matters from Florida and several other southern states. Thomas can act on his own or, as is usually done, refer the emergency appeal to the rest of the court. The government is being asked to respond to the petition by October 11th. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.